Okay, so thank you for having me back again. I was here a few months ago talking about Galatians, and I had a message from Jamie a few weeks ago saying we're not necessarily still following that at the moment. You can speak on that if you want to, or see what else God might want you to speak on. So I thought, okay, and had a little look at Galatians. I thought, let's kind of spend some time with God and ask him, what do you want me to speak about today? So as I did that, and waited on him, I noticed something. But as I was listening to people, and nobody doesn't know, in my day job if you like, I work as a psychodynamic counsellor, so I listen to people. But at the moment, when I say when I listen to people, I don't just mean clients, I mean friends and colleagues and pastors and church members. That as I've listened to them in recent weeks, something's really struck me, that it's almost like in the atmosphere there is a heightened level of anxiety and worry. Well, it's not, overly unexpected. We've been living through a global pandemic, and so we've had a lot of changes and a lot of challenges and a lot of loss and a lot of uncertainty. And so as we
life, it looks very different to how it did a couple of years ago. And it's still changing. There's a lot of uncertainty. And in the face of uncertainty, as humans, we often feel a bit worried and a bit anxious. It's quite a natural human response. So there's almost a global level of anxiety at the moment. But just because we're going through a global pandemic doesn't mean that we don't also have to deal with personal, individual level challenges, or family level, or church family level, or community level, or workplace level. And so there's a lot of anxiety and worry around, and it can be contagious, this anxiety that's in the air at the moment. And so listening to that, and let me just clarify, so anxiety and worry, it's natural that we all feel it sometimes in the face of challenging times, but there's a scale, there's a spectrum, and we all feel a little bit sometimes and it moves up and down on that scale. But at the other end, we've got extreme anxiety, which can be incredibly debilitating and come along with very unpleasant physical symptoms. And that does require GP professional intervention, GPs, talking cures, whatever. But I'm talking about the more ordinary human anxiety and worry that we all feel at times. Jesus knows this. He came down and lived amongst us in human forms. He knows what we struggle with. He knows. And this is why he's got a lot to say about it in his word, to help us in our managing this anxiety that we can feel in response to external changing circumstances. We can't control the external. Life is constantly changing and things happen. We can't stop that, but we have an internal response, our thoughts and our feelings, and it's about learning to manage those. So as I was thinking about this, all this anxiety, I was like, okay, God, what do I teach on? And of course, the antidote to all of that is God's peace. Just as anxiety can be contagious, actually so too can God's peace. And so I've called this message this morning, God, the great dispenser of peace. And of course, God is way more than that. He is our source of everything, and peace is just one of the fruits of the Spirit. But I think at this time, with the anxiety that's in the atmosphere, I think it's more important than ever. We have access to God's peace, no matter what is going on externally that we cannot control and change. And so I want to talk about that this morning, because it's such an ordinary human thing to feel. And there's all kinds of situations that evoke it. I've talked about the global pandemic. There's changes, there's uncertainty, there's things we don't know, how it's going to pan out, what life will look like. There's a lot of uncertainty. A lot of struggles, loss, ordinary stuff that's happening, challenges, prolonged stress, and just ordinary day-to-day life can cause us to feel a bit worried and a bit anxious at times. It's ordinary human stuff. It's not about not ever feeling these things, but it's about what do we do when we do feel them? And why is this important? How does it impact us? Why do we need to talk about worry and anxiety? Well, What I would say, and obviously my work is very much about people's minds and hearts, their thoughts and their feelings, their internal responses to the external events of life. This is what I work with day to day. And the reason that this is so important is because our ability to manage our thoughts and our feelings impacts what we do, our actions, how we live out our day-to-day lives. And what I mean by that is when we're worried, our thoughts can start racing and we can get really obsessed and compulsive about things, or we can start catastrophizing and our thoughts start going all over the shop and our feelings get a bit unmanageable and consuming. And when we're like that, we don't think clearly. And we don't necessarily, we're not as open to God's Spirit and His wisdom and His guidance and His peace that we need to be able to then calmly live out our day-to-day lives, to do the things that we need to do each day, to carry out our responsibilities, and ultimately to live out our faith, to reveal something of Jesus, to share something of Him with the world around us. If we're in a heightened state of, I can't think straight, I'm not doing anything, I'm not productive, it affects our day-to-day living out of our faith. And if you're not too sure what I'm talking about here, let me give you an example, a current example. As I drove here this morning down the A1, the first petrol station I passed, people were queuing onto the A1. The second petrol station I passed was closed. I'm assuming because they're out of fuel, I might be wrong. And I thought, gosh, this is what I'm talking about. When people cannot contain and manage their, it's going to be a shortage, I'm not going to have any, then they do things that are unhelpful. Now, please, if you run out and filled up with petrol and filled up your jerry can, there is no condemnation in Christ, okay? But I'm making a point. When we don't know what to do with our thoughts and we're fearful and we don't know what to do with it, we do things that are unhelpful, that can exacerbate the situation. I thought, whoa, it's very human. It's happening in the masses, or you wouldn't be seeing what you're seeing at the petrol stations. It's real. But we know a God who is above and beyond every external situation, who offers us an internal peace that enables us to think calmly, to be open to what He has to say, because He's got more wisdom and guidance than me, than any of us. And that affects what we do, our actions. Do we just want to repeat the whole toilet roll scenario of last year? Or can we stop and think, okay, let's be calm. There's a problem, but actually if we all go out and panic buy, we're going to make it worse. This happens. It's human. We feel and think things we don't want to and we don't know what to do with. And if we don't look at them and manage them well, it affects our actions. So what does God have to say about this? It's human stuff. It affects all of us. If you're really good at this stuff, well, there might be people around you that not so much, that need to hear about God's peace. And so as I was seeking God, okay, God, what do you want to say about this? Then the scripture Philippians 4, 6 to 7 came to me. And probably most people are familiar with this. And sometimes, you know, we've heard it 100 times. Yeah, I know that. And sometimes I know this until I'm in a situation where I feel really anxious and then I forget all about it and my emotions go all over the place and my thoughts are racing and I'm not productive. So I thought, okay, let's come back to the simple but powerful truths of God's word. Philippians 4, 6 to 7. And I've chosen three different versions here because they take slightly different emphasis. And I just love that. And so I'm going to read it to you. The NLT version. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Wow! We might have heard it 1,000 times, but when we're feeling anxious, wow! When we take that time with God and it don't worry about anything. I mean, it doesn't stop there. I mean, this is Paul speaking to the Philippians. But as God speaks through this, he's not just saying, don't worry, full stop. And therefore, if you worry, you've done something wrong. He knows that we worry. He knows that external things change when we have an internal response. He knows. So he's given us a template. When you realize that you're worrying, okay, don't just sit there and worry and your emotions get consuming and your thoughts start racing and you become unproductive. He says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Now, we know this. But do we know it when we're under pressure? When we're getting a bit fraught? He's reminding us what we know. Pray, take it to him. Talk to God. Pour out the contents of our hearts and minds. It's not because God doesn't know and it's a big shock to him what we're thinking. He knows. But he constantly reminds and invites us, come to me. Come to me, because he knows we get in a mess. And if I'm all fraught and my thoughts are not doing too well, I'm not at my most productive. And just to clarify, I'm not talking here about God just wants us to be busy doing producing machines. That's not it. But when we're in God's peace and we can think clearly and manage our emotions and be open to his spirit, we are naturally more productive, more effective, and more fruitful. So when we go to God and we pour out the contents of our heart, it's like this exchange happens. We go, oh, I'm worried about this and I don't know what to do about that and I don't know the answer there. And, oh, and he exchanges all of our for his peace. Within that peace, we reclaim our ability to think, to hear him, to recognize his solutions and to be in that flow where we're naturally more productive. And God's peace, it's not like the peace of the world. It's not, well, this plus this, and when all this is sorted out in my life, then I can go, ah, I'm at peace. And we all do that. We're human. God knows this. But the peace that God offers us, it's not dependent on X, Y, and Z being where we want them to be. It's a peace that is above and beyond all of the changing external circumstances and challenges of life. It's beyond all of that. It's not dependent on what is going on. It's who he is. It's one of the things that he offers us, his peace. And this peace guards our hearts and minds. And this is so important because God knows our hearts and minds, our thoughts and feelings get in a flap and we're not thinking straight. It affects us. He knows this. And so he's reminded, come to me, pray about it. Don't just sit there stewing and worrying and fretting. Come to me. Take our hearts and minds, our thoughts and feelings to him. And he gives us that peace. It doesn't even make sense. How can I feel peace if this, this and this? But that's the peace that he offers us. Slightly different, the NIV version. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Every situation. There's not sort of a get-out clause, well, except for that one. There's nothing I can do there. Every situation, whatever worries and fears and anxieties we have, we can go to him by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, because there's always a big picture, the stuff that, oh, I'm so grateful for this. Thank you, Lord. I'm praising you for this. And there's things that, oh, I don't know what's going on there. Oh, what to make it? Oh, really, God? Is that God? What do I... There's always a big picture. Thank you, God, for this. I'm not feeling so thankful for that. I don't know what to do about it. Help me, please, Lord. There's a big picture. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Lord. There's a big picture. The peace of God transcends all understanding. We like to say, well, this plus this equals this. God's not like, he's bigger than that. Whatever external situations you cannot control, his peace is still on offer. And lastly, the Message version, because I quite like the Message sometimes. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. And before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. He's not saying you must not ever feel that. He knows we feel it. But he's given us a template for what to do when we're worried. I love that. A sense of God's wholeness, things coming together. It comes and settles us down. I don't know about you, but I'm not effective when I'm all over the shop and I'm worried and I'm anxious and I can't think straight. It just, you know, the time goes and I don't get anything done. It's a horrible state to be in. But God comes and he settles us down so we can think again. We can manage our emotions and we can be more effective with our actions, with how we live out our lives, our faiths, our knowledge, our understanding and our revelation of who he is. And Philippians is written by Paul. And we know that Paul, he's not writing from a position of, yeah, everything went fine in my life, so I'm just, you know, talking in a way that I don't actually understand what it is to deal with challenges. That was not Paul's experience. And in fact, Paul had learned, I love this, Philippians 4, 11 to 13. Paul had learned to be content in all circumstances. Not just when everything was going great. All circumstances, whatever the external, Paul had learned this kind of internal managing of thoughts and feelings. He was still living out his faith, living for God. He had learned, he knew what it was to be in need and to be in plenty, and yet to be content regardless. Well, I don't know about you guys, I don't always master that. I kind of dip in and out, and then I get anxious and I have to come back to God, and we try again to claim his peace and to be able to live out what he's called me and us to. And Paul says, I have learned the secret of contentment. He can do all things through Christ who gives him strength. It was relevant for Paul, for what he lived through. It is relevant today for you and I and what we live through. God's peace, there's such power in it. He gives it to us because he knows that life changes and things change and we get worried and anxious and become unproductive. We're living in very anxious times. The anxiety is in the air. And yet we have access to a God whose peace transcends all of that circumstance and understanding. The world needs God's peace, needs God full stop. But the peace at the moment is so needed. Panic buying at the petrol stations. There's evidence of this panic and worry and anxiety all over the place. It's not about us not saying, okay, this is unsettling times. It is. We're allowed to be honest. But God has not changed. He's not a different God to who he was before the pandemic. He's the same. And his peace is still there to settle us so we can think clearly, manage our emotions, hear from him spiritually, and live that out. So how do we apply Philippians 4, 6 to 7? Because we do know these things, but I think it's when we're under stress, we're in uncertainty, we're in prolonged situations where we don't see the answers, that we can forget these things, or that the worry creeps up on us subtly and we don't realise that our thoughts are not aligned to the word of Christ, that our feelings are ruling us and we're doing things that are actually not very helpful. So how do we apply it? It's the same stuff that we know. It starts by making time for ourselves. We've got to check in with ourselves. What am I feeling? What am I thinking? I've got to be aware of that. So I'm aware when my thoughts are out of alignment with God's word and my feelings are getting the better of me because I can't manage them. We've got to notice those things and take them to God. We know this. I've often listened to people that grew up in church and Sunday school and they say things like, we very quickly learned that no matter what the question was, Jesus is the answer. You know, and we have a little chuckle about that. I didn't grow up in church, but as an adult who came to faith while I was living in New Zealand, I have learnt over the years that actually Whatever situation I find myself in or others find themselves in, Jesus has the answer. He is the answer. And that sounds really simplistic, but he offers us all that we can need, that we can experience his peace to be able to face whatever life has presented us with. Personally, in our families, in our churches, communities, etc. So we've got to spend that time with him because he really is the answer. And he wants to give us all that we need to be able to manage. And his peace is so important right now for us all in uncertain times. Talk to each other. Don't isolate. The temptation when we're worried and we're anxious and we don't know what to do and we can't seem for looking is to kind of step back and isolate and just, our thoughts and feelings, they just get out of control. We are created to be connected to God and connected to each other. So if one of us is struggling and the other one's in a better place, they can see and encourage. We can remind one another whatever we're going through, whatever the external, whatever our internal thoughts and feelings, we can remind one another. God is still God. He is still sovereign. He is still in control. He still is in the business of giving us his peace. Because in that peace, we think clearly, we manage our feelings, we hear from him spiritually, and we live that out. So, a few more of God's truths that are kind of linked, that we need to get into our hearts and minds. And when I feel a bit anxious, and I do sometimes, I think when I was here last time, I shared that I do believe God is doing a new thing for all of us, personally, individually, church level, whatever. He's doing new things at the moment. And he's called me to some new challenges, which felt really exciting until they got really near. And then I felt really anxious. So I had to go, okay. Let's spend some time with God, reminding myself who he is, of his word, his truths, his promises, so that I know, not just yeah I know up here, but so I know in my heart, so I can live out what I'm called to live out. So as I was seeking him, here's some of the scriptures that he revealed to me, which I hope will be significant for you at this time. And of course, God might have other ones for you. He knows. He knows what each one of us needs at this time. But what he reminded me of particularly was Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, why is that important? Well, it's important because life constantly changes. It's a living, growing, evolving thing, as are we. Everything changes in life. We've really been reminded of that like no other time during this pandemic. Everything externally changes. We change, our responses change, everything changes. And when we're in transition, we don't know what's what because everything's looking different. We can get a bit wobbly and a bit anxious. And yet God remains unchanging, unwavering, steady and unwavering. So whatever's going on within us internally, whatever's going on out there externally, God is the point at which we focus that we can steady ourselves in his unchanging nature. He is our secure place. He is our rock, steady and unchanging and dependable. Even when the circumstances are changing, we don't know what to do, we don't know how to manage it, we don't know how things are going to work out, and we don't see the answer to this, and we don't know. But we know the one who does have the answers, who we have a certainty in him, even when we don't see the way forward or we don't understand. And then this next one, Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And when I had revelation of that, it's like, wow. Whatever I'm a bit worried or anxious about over there in the future, that revelation, that heart level knowledge, God Almighty will be with us, for us, on our team. He's got our back. He's with us in every situation, individually and collectively, in which we're a bit, oh, not sure about that, a bit worried, a bit anxious. God's there. Wow. I just think when we take time to be with God and let these things go deeper than our heads, yeah, I know, into our hearts, it's a different level of knowing. It's a knowing that shapes our actions and how we live out our revelation of Him. I just loved that. And actually, I'll just share with you, as I was kind of putting this together and putting the scriptures together, I read that Joshua 1:9. Wow, I love that. And then when I came to find it again, I couldn't find it. Obviously, I didn't have time to read the entire Bible from start to finish. Where's that scripture? So I prayed, Jesus, if you want me to share that particular scripture with these people and this church at this time, please bring it back to me so I can include it. And if not, perhaps it was just for me. And so I didn't find it. So I said, okay, you know what's what. Anyway, the very next day, I was out with some friends and a friend gave me a gift. And I was at home. I thought, let's have a look at this gift. And it was one of those Christian signs. And it had this exact scripture. Okay, Jesus, I hear you, I hear you. Wow! Jesus, God Almighty, he's a bit of a busy fella, let's face it. He's got the whole world in his hand. And yet he was interested in little old me and what I wanted to come and bring to you here. I was just like, wow, Jesus, what a privilege to live our lives partnered with God Almighty, who sees and knows and cares about every one of us, our thoughts, our feelings, our actions, our worries, our problems, our uncertainties. He knows, He cares, and He offers us His peace. Wow. John 15:4, remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Remain in him. So this is, he's the answer. He's the key. Whatever we're struggling with, whatever is happening externally, whatever our internal response, let us not drift away from him. Let us remember that when we're distracted and consumed and worried and we don't know what to do, that he's still right there saying, come to me, remain in him, go to him, stay connected to him, work on our relationship with him by spending time with him, getting into his word and his presence. So we don't just know, we know. We know in a way that we can live out our knowing, our revelation of who he is. Wow, remain in him. He's there always. We might forget about him, but he doesn't forget about us. But he gives us that choice. Will we keep going to him? Will we keep connecting? Will we keep seeking him? Will we keep drawing near to him? Will we keep trusting him? Even when we don't even know what's going on. We don't know how things are going to work out. We look ahead and we see the great unknown. That's scary. I just want to run back to everything I know. But God is not pulling us backwards. He's leading us forwards. The God who was back there when things are good is the God who is right here, who has still got good plans for us moving forwards. He's an amazing God. We need to remain in him. He doesn't force himself on us. He's always there. But we have free will and we get to choose. Will we keep going back to him? Will we keep connecting and seeking? It's our choice. So to just wrap things up a little bit, my summary, the external circumstances of life will always be changing. We can't stop that. But what we can do is learn to recognize how we are responding mentally and emotionally so that we stay connected to God and to his peace that washes over us, helps us to think calmly and rationally, helps us to manage our emotions so that our actions are in line with his will and we live out in such a way that people out there look and go, how are they so peaceful at this time? What's going on there? That we reveal something of who this God is, who is above and beyond every circumstance that makes us feel scared, worried, anxious. Things are changing all the time, but because of Jesus, we can remain steady and secure. He's still in control. We don't see moving forward. We don't like uncertainty. I don't like uncertainty. I don't know what's going to happen. But I know the one who does. We all have access to the one who knows, who the one who has the answers that we do not. And he's still trustworthy. He's still the same as he was back then, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He's the same, unchanging. So when we are anxious and worried and uncertain, focus back on him. Because when we experience his peace that washes over and settles us down, we begin to be open to him more and to see what he is showing us about the way forward, about how to handle whatever situation is causing us to be worried. And moving on to the last one, we've got to be able to recognize when the worries of the world and life have got into our heart and mind and taken away the peace that God gives us. We need to be spending time with God. It's not just, well, we'll do Sunday morning and that'll do to get me through the week, because I don't know about you guys, but I often need another dose by Sunday lunchtime. I need his peace all the time because life keeps happening and things keep changing that threaten to rob my peace. So I've got to keep going, God, help me. Calm me. Then I can do what I need to do and even enjoy it, rather than just being fraught and worried and anxious. We've got to keep spending time with him. We've got to stay connected. We've got to remain in him so his peace continues to wash over us and to leave us in the best place mentally and emotionally, to live out our revelation of him. And so I'm just going to finish now with this scripture, which again, we've probably heard it 100 times, but it's worth really reminding ourselves and meditating on the truth and the power of it. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. God is our great dispenser of peace. Only one part of who he is. Whatever we are anxious, worried, or uncertain about, let's refocus on God until his peace washes over us and we begin to see how he is leading us forward. He's the same God. And I'll leave it there.